September 11th has a special meaning here in the United States, a dark anniversary of a date that will be forever etched on the country's collective consciousness. 9/11 was one of this nation's darkest days, shattered by the terror attacks that occurred 18 years ago, when a country grieved for itself and for the 3,000 people who were lost, most at the World Trade Center in New York, where the names of those who died at Ground Zero are being read aloud. U.S. President Donald Trump led ceremonies at the Pentagon, another of the 9/11 targets. Here's AP correspondent Rita Foley.
Those who are old enough likely remember where they were when hijacked planes crashed into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The president says he remembers, too.
I vividly remember when I first heard the news.
President Trump says he was watching TV when the news broke.
I was looking out of a window from a building in Midtown Manhattan, directly at the World Trade Center, when I saw a second plane at a tremendous speed go into the second tower. It was then that I realized the world was going to change.
The president spoke at the Pentagon, where one of the hijacked planes crashed on 9/11. I'm Rita Foley.
President Trump says his now departed third national security advisor, John Bolton, was not getting along with people, and that he had made mistakes. Bolton says he offered to resign. Mr. Trump says he was fired. The explanation for Bolton's exit seems to be that his foreign policy views too often veered away from administration policy. Bolton's was apparently the dominant voice arguing against a planned secret Camp David summit with the Taliban, which President Trump canceled last weekend, later saying that year-long peace talks with the Afghan insurgents were dead. From Washington, this is VOA News. Health officials in the United States are issuing urgent warnings about the possible dangers of e-cigarettes and vaping.